It's Midnight Mondo, starring the Ogden Edsel.
Yippee!
I'm Otis 12,
hey.
And that's
Diver Dan Domi. Hey!
Hey! What's on tonight, Diver Dan?
Hey, tonight a new superhero graces the soundstage of Midnight Mondo.
Ho ho! Hey, hey, ha ha! Ho hey! And terrorists attack the American sewage system right here on Midnight Mondo. Billy Frenzer, what's on tonight?
Hey, religious revivals with the Reverend Oral Fixation and a peek at the medical industry with doctors, doctor, doctor.
Doctors, doctor. Hey, where's the Tootski, Steve? Hey, where's Sleeper, that engineer? And the engineer's supposed to bring the Tootski.
There he is.
Oh, there he is. Hey, get off the board, man. Hey. Oh, my God. Hey, a brand new version of Ichiku Bark. And advice on using deodorant in small rooms. Midnight Mondo.
Tired of the same old habit? The joyful mysteries just not joyful anymore? Fed up with all those Friday night cloister screenings of Going My Way?
Have we got a weekend plan for you at Worlds of Fun for Nuns. Yes, Worlds of Fun for Nuns. 450 acres of fun, fun, fun. Come to Martyrdom Land. You'll see the St. Sebastian Archery Range. You'll enjoy St. Blaise's famous chicken. Have a train ride through the treacherous Vale of Tears with Pope Urban VI and his 12 wives. A, the Blessed Assumption parachute jump will really knock you for a loop. You'll ascend to the heavens suspended on Holy Guadalupe rope and then plummet towards the earth, your life in his hands. You'll scream at 40 miles an hour on the near occasion of sin roller coaster. It's a real veil flapper, sisters. Rest at the small boy battling pavilion and dunk the Antichrist. A 12-year-old boy in navy blue shorts with white shirt and thin black tie will be your shepherd. You shall not want to ever leave Worlds of Fun for Nuns. Each ride blessed by the Pope, so you'll have an infallibly good time. Worlds of Fun for None, brought to you by True Faith Incorporated, a Tandy company.
And appearing this week through Advent at Worlds of Fun for Nuns, Ricky Nelson.
And so, as you, the girls of the graduating class of St. Mary's Station Wagon Academy for incredibly wealthy children, go forth to face life on its own terms, I'd like to remind you to chew your food thoroughly, don't wear shiny black shoes, and drop in and talk to Father Fitzmorgan if you have any questions about, you know, that filthy stuff we talked about earlier in hygiene.
This is Midnight Mondo.
Hi, this is Otis 12, welcoming you back to Midnight Mondo. You know, all us guys, we don't like to make a lot of religious statements, but, well, we're sort of proud of the fact that we're all born-again Brahmins, and, well, we'd like to invite you to join us in our religion. It really helps us a lot. We're calmer. Much, much calmer.
Last summer, the Iron Leopard Street Gang in Chicago's Woodbine area became aware of a slowdown in the transfer of appropriated goods from their boys on the street to their fences. The system was breaking down.
Police! Freeze, punk!
This problem was traced to malfunctions in the Iron Leopard's security structure.
I'm gonna cut you up, copper!
The Iron Leopards called in the people at Bull Security Systems to solve their problem. We show them how to organize the neighborhood, develop a strong direct mail approach to power in the streets. It ended their security problem for good.
Police! Freeze, punk!
You freeze, daddy-o! I just got elected to Congress! I got immunity! Consider yourself laid off.
Proving once again, the system is the solution.
And now, Midnight Mondo presents cheap, trashy imitations of popular songs as done by the Soundalikes.
Under mommy's porch, I keep a little paper sack with a propane torch to Ichiku Park with the Cub Scout pack.
What will we do there?
We'll burn trees, yeah.
What will we do there?
Get stung by bees there.
We'll tease the squirrels there.
I want some American cheese there.
It's all aluminum. It's all aluminum.
As Salvador Dali says, he who refuses to imitate, refuses to create. And I think that applies to this version of Ichiku Park, its polyphonic progression from the nihilism of Cage to the strident, over the materialistic and altogether trendy sound of Leonard Bernstein in his early middle 60s. You know, that work for the upper classes that was piggish, and as strident in the Ichiku Park.
Gee, hi, old geezer. How are you?
Well, Buckaroo, I don't feel too good today, you know. Oh. As a matter of fact, since you mentioned it, I just don't feel very well at all. No, it's just one of those times I just don't feel well at all.
Guess I better go home now. Bye, old geezer.
This is Midnight Mondo. Be kind to a cow. Be friendly to them. They are your friends. They are nice cows. Rub them on the belly, they give you milk. Oh, yeah, yeah, what now, yeah, whoa, whoa.
It's time for another adventure of Superhuman!
Oh, look, up in the sky, it's a pecan tree.
It's a linoleum floor.
Yes, strange interloper from another planet, Superhuman, faster than a tall building, more powerful than a single bound, able to shoot locomotives with a speeding bullet. Superhuman, fighting for truth, justice, and $5.50 an hour. We find Superhuman flying in a lazy circle over small town USA. Suddenly, a flaming helicopter piloted by old Aunt Martha catches his eye.
Why, that's old Aunt Martha piloting that flaming helicopter. I better go save her. Wait. Oh, gosh, I'm late for Elena's toga party. Too bad she didn't come along 5 minutes sooner. I might have saved her. Well, bye, Aunt Martha!
I'm going down! Down! Down!
Tune in again next week for another exciting episode of Superhuman!
Hey, Dad! Let's go bowling!
Okay, son. I'll get my ball.
Gee, Dad, you're swell.
Son.
A great American scene. Millions of fathers throughout our nation each day share athletic activities with their sons. This rapport between parent and child is the backbone of our society and makes us proud to be Americans. But would this be possible if communist terrorists were able to roam our streets at will? Let's see.
Hey, Dad! Let's go bowling!
Okay, son. I'll get my ball.
Freeze, Jocko! We're having this homosexual terrorist, and we're moving in. Here, kid, smoke this heroin. You, old man, sit down in the rocking chair. No exercise for you. We want you weak and flabby.
Well, forget about bowling, son. I just want to rest and watch TV and smoke a whole carton of cigarettes.
Who cares, Dad? I'm going to go make some girls pregnant and spit on the flag.
Our work is done here. Later.
The only thing standing between this...
Gee, Dad, you're swell.
...and this...
Pass me more opium, Svetlana.
...is a strong system of American public sewage. Support your American sewer systems today.
Hey, Otis, you in this room?
Yeah, I'm in, Steve. I'm working on the tape.
Hey, Otis, show. Listen. Yeah. For Christmas, I got some drum lessons. And,
yeah, Steve, sure. I'm working on the tape.
And,
I'm working on the tape.
Otis, okay. Wait a minute. Now, I got these drum lessons, and I really want to play on the show tonight.
It's a razor
I've been blade. Doing a lot. Otis, listen, man, I've been doing a lot of work. I want to play drums tonight on this show. I want to show off to people what I can do with the drums. I mean, I engineer the show every week, Otis, and I don't get paid anything. I do all the work.
Go ahead and play, Steve.
What?
Go ahead and play drums.
I want to play my drums on the show, Otis.
The big bronze thing over in the corner.
Yeah, I'm going to put this on.
Okay.
And. Okay. There we go, okay. And I want to play, okay?
Where's the razor blade? Go ahead and play, Steve.
Okay, here we go. How's that?
Where'd the razor blade go?
Is that pretty good?
That's pretty heavy, Steve.
You like that?
Yeah, it sounds just like Ginger Breaker.
No, it's Ringo Starr.
Where'd that bulk tape go? That's great, great stuff, Steve.
This is Midnight Mondo.
It is?
No,
this was the Arthur Godfrey show.
Oh.
Midnight Mondo.
Will you guys shut up and turn down the stereo?
Midnight Mondo, this is Otis 12, Mr. Show Business.
Will you guys shut up and play some Kiss or something, man?
No, man, this is an electronic comedy show, you know?
Hey, that's what I mean. Play some Kiss, you know? Let's laugh it up. Come on, play some electronic comedy.
Sorry, man.
Hey, can you guys turn down the stereo?
This is Midnight Mondo.
Turn it down!
You've heard of me, haven't you? I'm Otis 12, you know?
No, who?
Otis 12.
No.
Now, Midnight Mondo presents Doctor Talk. A frank discussion on the causes, the cures of the medical profession. Today we have with us Dr. Norman Geist, M.D.
Just call me D.N.G., M.D. for short.
Dr. Geist has collected significant data that seems to show a direct correlation between UFO sightings over Iowa farm communities and a decrease in the cases of cancer in those towns.
True.
Dr. Geist?
Correct. No jive. The UFOs have effectively stopped cancer in several central Iowa towns simply by flying over the infected areas of the town.
Fascinating. What's the scientific explanation for this phenomenon,
Simple.
Doctor?
Simple. Saucer power. Simple saucer power.
Saucer power?
That's how you say it. You see, cancers of any kind cannot live near saucer-like shapes. And I've noticed this for the first time in West Virginia when a folk healer cured a flare-up of toe cancer I'd had since college days by fanning it with a dinner plate. The next day, my toe cancer skipped town.
Can this power you attribute to saucers be verified, Doctor?
It doesn't have to be. Look down through history. People eat food off plates. Dogs bay at the moon.
I see.
All shaped like saucers. Uh-huh. Why, Joan of Arc had a saucer on her breastplate. Attila the Hun slid his elephants down three of the Alps on giant saucers.
But that doesn't seem
a man in Peru grew a cat to world record size by feeding him milk from a saucer.
Doctor, that doesn't make sense.
Sense? I don't have to make sense. I'm a member of the AMA.
Oh.
I put my razor blades under saucers, and that's my business. They grow hair.
I see. That is irrefutable proof, Doctor.
Well, I think most people would have to go along with you there.
Thank you, Dr. Geist. Stay tuned next time for more Doctor Talk.
I will.
Okay, all you nostalgia Mondo buffs and Mondo buffettes, it's time for Mondo Trivia. You guessed it, didn't you? Hey, if you're one of those people who know how many piano keys were touched during the filming of Gold Diggers of 1938, better than you know your way to the corner drugstore, rack your brains with a few of these.
Okay, trivia fans, stuff your heads into your thinking caps, because in the song, How Much Is That Doggy in the Window, Rosemary Clooney asked for the one with the waggly tail. How many people wanted to punch Rosemary Clooney in the mouth?
Now here's one for you scientifically inclined folks. Who played the Star of Bethlehem in the 1962 St. Giles Grade School production of The Little Lonely Shepherd?
Hi, this is Otis 12. This is Midnight Mondo. Midnight Mondo proud to present a couple of guests tonight. I'm talking with Ted Nugent. Ted? Hi, Ted. How's your album sales going?
Any 15-year-old girls around here? I'd like to introduce my good friend from Aerosmith, Steve Tyler!
Steve Tyler from Aerosmith is here. Is it true that you guys are real stupid?
This week on Midnight Mondo, a progress report. Whatever happened to Nancy Sinatra? Who knows? Who cares? Nancy Sinatra, since her last appearance on the radio, she's been working with her father, Frank, her brother, Frank Jr., her sister, Francisca, and her mother, Mia Farrow. Her hair is black now, and she's changed her name to Ted Nugent. Nancy Sinatra, who really cares? Next week, another progress report. Whatever happened to Freddy and the Dreamers?
Hello.
This is Father Fitzgibbons. We'll be having our annual... All right, whose switchblade is that? Frank, get it out of here. Frank! Here at St. Station Wagon's confirmation procedure will be going on, and the bishop... Hey, boys! The bishop will be slapping you a little later. One of you guys swings back at him, I've got to warn you.
Kill you!
Better left than I do. This is Midnight Mondo. Midnight Mondo takes you into the realm of outer space with Space Commander Whack.
It's time for another space adventure with Space Commander Whack. Space Commander! With his sidekick Stupid Larry and Glorp, the dead Martian dog.
Let's go, Stupid Larry. We're off to the stars. Bring along the dead dog, will you?
Space Commander Wax, strange being from another planet where they constantly say, yeah, really, and you know, and for sure, you know?
Yeah, really, for sure. Dick. You know, heavy.
Far out. Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Stupid Larry, and Glorp, the dead Martian dog, were chortling through a zero-G warp in search of the nuclear quaso-energy field that was disrupting the strange instincts of squirrels on Earth. Did I say that right?
Close enough.
Thanks. We'll
see you later.
Bye.
Look, up in the sky. It's the floor. Gee, Commander Whack, it sure is strange out here with no gravity.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. But what do you mean, no gravity? This is a very grievous situation. Yep. The gravity of our peril is alarming. Never say there's no gravity when there is gravity, Stupid Larry. This is no time for levity. We're floating around our spaceship.
Well, everything's floating around our spaceship, Space Commander Whack.
That's because there's no gravity.
What a mess. I can't get Glorf to go on the newspaper we put on the floor.
That's because the newspaper we put on the floor is now on the ceiling. In fact, so is Glorp. Strange, isn't it? One would think that here in the future, with instant electronic moonbeam communication and extrasensical presentationists, newspapers would be a thing of the past.
But, Commander Whack, how are we going to overcome this weightlessness, regain control of our rocket ship, and accomplish our mission?
I give up. How?
That's not a riddle, Commander Whack. It's a question.
Oh, well, in that case, we'll do it by tying a cow to the back of the ship, wave a red blanket, yell, "Heave-ho!" and running the film backward. Oh, look out! My Volkswagen's floating up behind you!
Huh? Oh, thanks, Commander Whack.
Boys and girls, if you can think of anything you want to drift weightlessly around our spaceship, embalm a gorilla, crush a grapefruit under your arm, and
Space Commander Whack! Something's happening!
Of course it is. Something's always happening. It's the dynamics of life.
I mean, something's happening that's relevant to our situation.
Of course, everything that's happened here is relevant. In a short episode like this, internal unity is crucial. There can be no wasted words or events. By the way, who do you think has the best double play combination in the majors? Do you think Jared Lumpy did a little short guy?
Well, Commander Whack, the computer archaic porno vision readout indicates that the zero-G field we're in extends from a point 7 light years north-northeast of Berlin, Ohio, on Jupiter, in a 12 light-year strip to a point 9 coagulant south-north-south of nowhere.
Why, that means we'll be stuck to the ceiling forever!
Commander Whack, I've got it. If we push against the ceiling, we can spin the spaceship around so the ceiling's where the floor is and the floor's where the ceiling used
to
be.
That's stupid, Stupid Larry. You're talking in circles.
Push on the floor. Push.
Okay. Now look, Stupid Larry. The floor's where the ceiling was, and the ceiling's where the floor was. And look, no, maybe my feet are where my head was, or your head is where my feet... Well, here we go. Anyway,
no matter which way you look at it, we're saved. We're right side up once again.
We're saved. Well, yes, of course we are. One man's ceiling is another man's roof. No, wait a minute. One man's teepee is another man's tent. No, wait. You never did answer my question about double play combinations, Stupid Larry. What about, perhaps... Where's the announcer?
Where's the announcer?
Where's the announcer?
Oh, there was a line of the drawing up here.
Don
your radio ears next week. Again, for another
exciting...
Start
over. The music.
Now. Don your... Put my...
my finger on the script. On your radio ears next week again for another exacting venture of Space Commander Wax. Space Commander! Seeing as I don't have my pants on, I better get out of here. Back to the bathroom.
Midnight Mondo will continue.
Wax. Mondo.
This is the lachrymose sound of Midnight Mondo. Everything you've always wanted in a radio program, but probably not.
Hallelujah, brothers and sisters, and those of you who don't care anymore, this is the Reverend Oral Fixation of the Fourth Dimensional Foursquare Cryptic Coptic Church of the Killer Bees, interrupting your radio wave with the help of higher forces. Yes, brothers and sisters, I know many of you out there are alone with friends, picking at your faces with big pens, flipping like fish on the shag carpets of suburban reality. Yes, brothers and sisters, snacking at the salad bar of entropic doom. And you need help. If you have some kind of a question, Reverend Oral has some kind of answer.
What's the answer?
Yeah. Are you hungry? Are you hungry, brothers and sisters? Eat food. Yeah. Are you insecure? Too bad. Are you fat and shy? Donate your liver to science and lose 15 pounds fast. Yeah, then buy back that liver and have it transplanted onto your shoulder blades like St. Paul did to the Ephesians. Yes, if you need the answers, just send the money to me, Reverend Oral Fixation, in care of this station. Remember, if you're broke, that's your problem. But if you're rich, then send your problem to me.
Well, it looks like another sort of mellow evening's passed here on Midnight Mondo.
Sure does, yeah.
Starring,
Ogden.
Oh, Ogden. I'm Otis, 12. And that, is...
Diver Dan Doomy. That's me, wow.
Hey, we're all high, of course.
Mellowed out to
far out. Hey,
we're way up there.
Can anyone here tell me what's on the show next week?
No, man.
I can't maintain that long.
I'm in a euphoria, man.
You might know where you can get some good Chinese food.
Steve Sleeper on control. Steve, where are the Q-tips?
I lost him, man.
Where are the controls, Steve?
I don't know, man. Q-tips. Hey, thanks, man.
Here's the denatured alcohol. I think I'll clean my head.
I'd like to thank Fats Waller for being here tonight.
Fats. Fats. Where's Fats?
He's over there in the corner.
If it isn't love, that's how much this is really...
Was Fats really fat?
Very knocks me out.
Oh, not an off.
Good night from Midnight Mondo.
In the sky.
If it isn't love,
Mondo,
then you're a vision, and this is nothing but a dream. So happy it is. And there never was.
So that's the tape. If you'd like to give us a call, if you care to buy it, I'm really hungry.